Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erios original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and read your reviews if we have any. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Do we have any new reviews? I feel like we don't.
I don't think so. Pee-pee.
Man, no. If I had a new review, I would just be the happiest girl alive.
Well, unfortunately, today's not your day.
Well, I'm the saddest girl alive, I guess. Guys, I would love for you guys to leave us some reviews, guys.
I don't think we have any emails, but...
I don't think we have any emails either. I just opened the email where someone said that we should have Patton Oswalt or Nathan Fielder on.
You guys should have Nathan Fielder on. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to. I don't think we have any new emails.
Let's...
I gotta get back to a
few. We got a lot
people.
Of voicemails.
Yeah.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
This is a message for the... Web crawlers.
Web crawlers.
First off, how are you, Al?
I'm good. How are you, Jeb?
Well, that's good. I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, good.
And Melissa?
Hello. Hi.
Well, first, Allie, congratulations on your new relationship.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very glad that you found somebody and that you're happy.
Oh, thank you, Jeb. I was holding out for you, but...
Congratulations on your pregnancy.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you and your husband, you guys are going to make great parents.
Oh,
and it's just a wonderful blessing, and it's crazy at the beginning, but it's going to get better.
Good to know.
My crying, my feeding, my sleepless nights, but it's all worth it, I promise.
Can't wait.
All right, then. What I really wanted to call for is, Melissa, could you tell your mom that... I'm not going to be able to make 4th of July. Me and Maxie aren't going to make 4th of July because I used all my sick time and vacation time looking for Maria, which you two apparently already knew where she was the whole time. Again, no text, no phone call.
Sorry.
All right, then. Y'all have a good holiday. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
I mean, we didn't know where she was for a while. She was traveling around.
She really is like...
she's a world, U.S. traveler.
She's a U.S. traveler. Yeah, she's going all around the place.
She's going around the places. Okay, next message.
Hello, Web Crawlers. I'm calling literally to complain. Because I've been wanting to call forever.
Complain.
I have nothing to talk about because my life is so boring. There's nothing worth telling a bunch of people. So I decided I'm going to call anyways because I've been waiting for like 8 months for something cool to happen.
8 months?
I have nothing to tell you. So this is a message of pure nonsense. And I hope you ladies are all doing wonderful. And I love you guys. And that's it. Bye.
I'm sure something exciting's happened in 8 months.
Maybe not.
I haven't left my house in years. I don't know.
But you know what? Let me turn that around.
Here we go.
Let me pull up the mic Allie and turn that around.
Allie
Swan Siegel. Sometimes seeing a bird can be exciting. Seeing a squirrel can be exciting.
I can.
Looking up at the sky, seeing a beautiful cloud, wondering what the shape looks like.
Hmm.
Could be exciting. Today, I looked up at my ceiling, and it has kind of, I have a textured ceiling, and I thought, oh, that looks like two people kissing.
It wasn't exciting. Leaking. It was just a nice water strip.
Oh, interesting. Black mold. So try to find excitement anywhere you can. And so it is.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm into this new. This is Allie Swan Siegel. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Brittany in Carson City, Nevada.
Ooh.
Just listen to the mailbag episode whenever today is.
Is there a bird chirping in the background?
Yeah.
Say June 30th. So I just listened to the latest one. And there's a couple things that I wanted to talk about. And the first one was Sweet Baby James in Vegas had said that his incident with the customer asking for the garlic while he's like pushing this giant crate or whatever he had. I don't know. I think he works at a grocery store. Obviously, because the person was looking for garlic. Jesus. But I used to work at JCPenney's.
I was about to say, is it Sprouts? Job.
And I used to, go to the Jean Walls or whatever and just size them and organize them so that I wouldn't have to interact with customers. And, of course, there would be people at the register or other people that could help with customers. And they would come up to me and just ask me questions. And while I was, in the middle of organizing all this shit, leave me alone. I want to do this and not interact. But, I had to. I don't know. It was just annoying. So
customers
now
are annoying.
I work for myself. And
nice girl boss.
I still have to deal with people. So what I do is I make wire wrap jewelry and sun catchers and shit. And I really love it. I've been doing it full time for almost 5 years now.
Wow.
But so I do craft fairs and art shows. And I don't know, everyone at the craft fairs and stuff, they're really awesome people because they really just appreciate handmade stuff. And you really just, you just meet the best people at those. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about was catfishing.
Yes.
And I think my mom is being catfished. So,
tell us more.
My dad died on my birthday, January 14th this year.
Oh my god, I'm so
and,
sorry.
He was a dick. There's no other way. And there was a whole strange relationship, and he was really controlling and abusive to my mom, and it was really fucking shitty.
There's a part two.
Hey, this is for the web crawlers.
This is Brittany in Carson City again.
My dead daddy was an asshole. Anywho, a few weeks after he died, my mom said that she had a boyfriend. And I'm okay.
Oh, no. His name Williams?
Nigeria?
I guess they've been friends on Facebook forever. And this guy is like a Marine and he just retired out of the Marines and he's got an 11-year-old son, but they never talk on the phone. It's all through text. And they've never like FaceTimed or anything. So like I'm 99% sure this dude is a catfish and I don't know that they're so in love and he's supposed to come out like the end of, what was it, March? And then he was supposed to come out in April. And then he was supposed to come out in May. And then he never did. And then my mom just sold her house. It's been a fucking disaster. Like, but she sold it fucking finally. And she's going to be renting an apartment in Reno. And I guess this dude's going to be coming out and they're going to move in together. Mm. And they just want to be a big, happy family, I guess. I don't know.
But they've never met?
She's never met.
But my brother lives with my mom, and he's, like, on disability. He has, like, traumatic brain injury and stuff. So my mom takes care of him. And he's also got, like, bipolar, and he's kind of in psychosis right now. So it's kind of scary when he's in psychosis. Because, like, I just worry about him. He's gotten himself, like, into situations before where he's, like, jumped in traffic. And all this crazy stuff. It's just really scary. So I don't know. They're supposed to like move in together at the end of July. And I don't think this guy is real. I don't think he's gonna come out. I don't know.
We need an update.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a catfish. But I love you guys and bye.
Man, I don't know. If you keep like, I'll come see you, and then you make excuses for not, and you've never FaceTimed.
Yeah, that's textbook catfish.
As long as she's not like sending him money or like paying for shit.
We need more info. We need
an update
with more. Yeah, we need an update and more info.
Yeah, that's a weird situation. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I can't believe people meet on Facebook.
Yeah, how?
I don't know.
I went on Facebook recently for the first time in like, I don't know, months. And it's crazy. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on Facebook.
Yeah, I can't access my Facebook and like. Peace be with you.
People
I don't
still
understand
post on
it.
There like every day. Like I'm like, what a weird.
Yeah,
world.
I think my boyfriend uses Facebook, and I'm just like,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, next
messages for the web crawlers. It's your girl.
Hello.
Hi, ladies. Hello, my loves. It's July 1st. Rabbit, if you will. You know, I've just been feeling like really low vibe. I'm sorry. That's probably so loud. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm outside.
Can hear you loud.
And that was a little windy and there's a truck and whatever. Anyway, I just had to call you because I've been feeling very low vibe. And so I reached out to my friend Ashley because it's just, you know, obviously all the shit that's going on. And like, you know, like having like really like low energy and just like, I was like, I feel like I need a protection spell or whatever. So she sent me a bunch of spells, and I was like, this is all really great. And I texted her, and I was like, where the fuck am I going to find Nine Feathers? So, LOL. But,
me?
You know.
Yeah. That was 40 million.
She sent me a bunch, and it had Nine Feathers. She just has a bedroom door. Where am I going to find Nine fucking feathers? I'm at work right now, and I had to just call you because we're out in the garden, and I was found a clump of feathers, and I was like,
oh,
what is this?
Girl, that's how it works.
And it was nine fucking feathers. I just found nine fucking feathers.
What?
And I needed nine feathers. And I found a clump of nine feathers.
No.
That's all. That's all. I don't know. Oh, my God. Okay. Love you. Bye. Nine fucking feathers. Nine fucking feathers.
Hopefully there wasn't a dead bird nearby. That's a lot of fucking feathers. Very specific number.
This is all
number.
My feathers.
Oh. Wait, how many do you have?
More than nine. And a few dropped while I was picking
those are,
them up.
That's a big, those are giant feathers.
I know. I get them. I find them all when I'm walking.
Wow. I never
yeah, you guys
see
think
feathers.
I'm Well, that's because, you know, God doesn't like you.
What bird is that giant white one from? Is that a seagull?
I don't know.
What kind of birds are those? Owls?
I think it might be a barn owl, actually.
That's insane.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're alley teal swan seagull.
You just, everywhere you look, there's beauty in the world.
There's beauty everywhere.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the wet crawlers. I'm calling for Allie, Melissa, and yes, even Maria, wherever you are.
That's us.
I'm the person who slid into Allie's DMs about the Satanic Temple. Hi, my name is Elle, long-time listener, first-time caller. First, I want to thank you for your episode on TST. I really do appreciate you speaking to listeners about the topic during these hellish times. Secondly, I am calling to clarify my position about the TST, because I realized after the episode that sending you some message at 2 a.m. wasn't the best way to send you information based on my opinions and what I have found so far through my research. So I want to state that I don't believe that the Satanic Temple is bad, but rather that leadership and actions within TST have shown to have some negative aspects about them.
Sure.
That being said, I tend to follow my gut, and when too many red flags pop up, I'm not going to turn a blind eye. And
I think that's
for the
great.
Sake of not rocking the boat within the community, right? If we can't question our leaders, then something's wrong. So a few things I had mentioned in my initial email, or rather I should say message, Allie, I did try to email you and I apologize. I totally sent it to the wrong Allie Siegel. I think I sent it to Allie Segal.
That's where all my love letters and business offers go.
My message was about the
that happens
racism,
so much.
Sexual
oh, really?
Misconduct, and of course what prompted me to reach out in the first place, the power TST actually has to help women gain access to safe abortion. First on the racism, you both went over that in your podcast about the incident with Lucian when he said some anti-Semitic comments over a decade ago on the Might is Right 24-hour show podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was young, and, you know, we've all said some crazy shit when we were young. I don't necessarily know if we've all said stuff like that when we were young, but, you know, he did profusely apologize.
Right.
You know, some people think that is what it was. He was young, so okay, we'll leave it at that. But I think it would be easier to digest that apology if Lucian hadn't hired a lawyer who defends neo-Nazis on the regular.
That was a weird thing.
So that choice was made fairly recently. The lawyer who you mentioned in the episode, that Mark Randazza guy, he's truly terrible if you're someone who leans left at all. If you go on his Twitter, you can see a bunch of stuff. Like, he's made it clear.
There's a part two.
Hey, Elle again. I knew this was going to be a multi-message reach out. I apologize, but also I don't, because I really want to get this info through.
Don't apologize.
As I was saying,
don't never apologize.
If you go on his Twitter, you'll see just recently that he absolutely supports the overturn of Roe versus Wade, and he's going to be a speaker at an upcoming militant Catholic group forum. Yeah.
Lucian is?
The lawyer.
Oh, the lawyer.
So when I personally reached out to members of my chapter of TST about this lawyer working for us, the response I got was, oh, he doesn't work for TST anymore. And that was pretty much it. So I personally had to do research outside the temple resources to find some answers, which were lacking to say the least. I don't care if the lawyer is pro bono. If he makes a living defending right-wing conspiracy theorists and white supremacists, find someone else.
I agree.
The matter of sexual misconduct. So I want to clarify that I have not heard anything about Lucian directly committing these acts, but that some male members and leaders have, and that the women trying to find justice through temple channels aren't receiving the support they should, if any. So if any woman is not being believed or helped and would rather leave the temple altogether as the alternative,
then that is a direct failure of leadership. So now on the issue of TST and access to safe abortion, yes, there is an abortion ritual, and yes, TST is recognized as an official religion, but this doesn't guarantee success in acquiring religious exemption. You two covered this in the podcast, that TST has never actually succeeded in helping someone access an abortion. Does this mean TST should stop trying? Absolutely not. If TST is recognized as a true religion, then they should be able to acquire this exemption, just like, say, the Jewish right to access a safe abortion based on their laws and scripture.
There are two more parts. I mean, we did say a lot of this stuff on the show. I'll play the other two parts.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Elle. This is message number three. Okay, so as I was saying, the laws are biased. And every single one of the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe versus Wade is Catholic. That's not a coincidence. And who's the enemy of the Christian Catholic God? Satan. So I do want TST members to have their legal rights acknowledged, but I don't want any person needing an abortion right away to put themselves in danger by relying solely on TST. And this brings me to my final mention. It was kind of my first big red flag with TST, and it's always bothered me, and it's kind of been put to the wayside. And that's the statue of Baphomet, the goat-headed demon that's become the symbol for TST. Baphomet didn't have a true form until the late 1800s when Eliphas Levi drew his depiction of the demon. But I hesitate to call the TST statue Baphomet because they changed something super important about the statue. And when I say change, I mean removed. And that was the breast that Baphomet's supposed to have. The Satanic Temple, they made this statue, as I think you all mentioned before, to kind of go next to the statue of the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma. They failed to do that, but they were able to put the statue next to the Arkansas monument of the Ten Commandments for a little bit. The most popular theory of why TST removed the breast from Baphomet was that, you know...
Who removed their breasts from Baphomet?
Yeah,
Lucian did.
On our first episode about them, this is all about the history. We talked about all this in our...
Yeah, we did a Satanic Temple history episode.
I don't think
hey,
she
was. Okay, message number four. I think this is going to be the last one. I don't want to take up a whole show. I apologize and don't again. Okay, so yeah, Baphomet's breasts. The big theory of why they removed the breast from Baphomet for this statue was they were worried that when they challenge the state to place that statue next to the monument of the Ten Commandments, that the state could use rulings in indecent exposure, that type of thing, to prevent them from putting the statue there. Like I said in my message, I've been trying to find the appropriate resources, and what I really just want is for people to be okay and to not feel pressured into doing something they don't want to do with their own bodies and their own time and their own health. And that's really what it comes down to. So I want to say thanks again for that episode. It really meant a lot to me to hear you all talking to your listeners about such an important topic. I love you all. Please continue the work you do, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, your month, your year, and I hope things can get better. Love you. Bye.
The end.
I think I want to create a new song called Who Took the Boob from Baphomet.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff we did go over in our first episode.
Yeah, our first episode
of the
Satanic
Temple. But yeah, a lot of good insight.
Yeah, thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Baphomet.
Who took the breast
from Baphomet? That'd be like a good like ring. What's it when you like duck
ringtone?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a good ringtone. Oh, we should make web crawlers ringtones.
Oh, yeah. Do people use ringtones? My phone is always on silent.
Well, my phone's always on silent, too. But, like, can you even upload ringtones, like,
I'm sure
for your phone?
Yeah, right?
Or, like, does iPhone only let you have chimes?
No, I think you can do custom ringtones. I used to have the Talking Heads song, Home is Where I Want to, like, the beginning of that song. Do. But now I had it as a ringtone for, like, a year. And now whenever I hear that song, I get, like, weird...
Oh, interesting.
PTSD from, like, my phone ringing.
Oh, that's so funny.
It kind of ruined, like, that song
for me. I used to have Let's Get It On in high school for, like, my boyfriend. It was, like, his specific ring.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, next message.
Hello, hello, hello. This is hello. For the web caller. This is Jenna from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Thickums, a.k.a.
Thickums.
I just honestly was taken aback by hearing Maria's voice as a voicemail and just made me miss her that much more. But on to why I called. I had some free time and was looking up, like, best documentaries to watch. And I stumbled upon a documentary that is called, like, Scream, The True Story or something along those lines. But it's, like, basically the Scream movies were, like, very, very loosely based on this man's story. So started watching it. Like, a little bit in, I find out that there are, like, there's a paranormal aspect to this, and they're going to this, like, family home to, I don't know, do what ghost hunters do. So I wasn't really expecting that, but I was like, fuck it, I will continue to watch. And, yeah, this man, you know, killed, like, 5 college students. So, you know, that's where Scream comes from. But apparently, you know, he had a really bad childhood, really, like, abusive father, very typical. So, like, they're moving backwards, and it turns out that this killer's dad, as a child, was sitting at the dinner table with his parents, and for no apparent reason, the dad gets up and cuts off mom's head. Just
what?
I don't know. There was no reason given, but they're thinking that, like, a demon is, like, cursing the family, generational, like, find it possessing grandpa or whatever and doing all of that. It's just a really fucking crazy story, and had never heard of it, and honestly, it sounds like something weird that Allie would watch and live tweet, just, like, very extreme. Yeah, I don't know, I thought that was interesting, thought that you guys might be curious to hear that. Who knows, could be a demon, could just be mental illness. All right, girls. That's all I got for you. Live, laugh, love. La, la, la. Live, laugh, la, la, la.
Live, laugh, la, la, la.
Yeah, I heard that Scream was based on like this dude who killed a bunch of college kids.
Yeah, there's really, a Discovery Plus. Story.
Oh yeah, yeah,
there's a Discovery Plus documentary. Yeah, I should watch that maybe.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Hey.
Ooh.
Hi guys. This is for the web crawler.
Hey.
I called before, but I was intoxicated, so I don't really remember several calls. Cool, so cool. I'm going to treat this one as my first.
Great.
So I was listening to a recent episode at work. And for context, I work at a grocery store.
Nice.
And I work Sprouts? There every single day except for Fridays, like 12 hours. So I'm there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. constantly.
That overtime.
And yeah. every single day they play the same playlist. It's like, white people pop. Shopping playlist. There's a lot of like
Jim Dark
Hearts-esque type things. Anyways,
hey, jealousy.
Well, I had never ever heard this song before, but I was listening to a recent episode at work, and
you got to buzz it.
I don't
buzz
remember, it. Actually.
Hello,
hello.
Fuck. Maybe it wasn't a recent episode because Maria was still on it. Either way. It was a Michael Bublé song called Everything, Maria started singing it, and I was like, okay, I've never heard this song before. Well, literally an hour later, that song comes over the loudspeaker, and it has never played in Harris Theater fucking playlist before. So I don't know what
That's crazy. Of
synchronicity this is, what kind of possession has taken over the Harris Theater playlist right after I listened to your episode, but I don't know. I just thought that was crazy. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. You guys are awesome. Bye.
It does feel like something Maria would do would bring up a Michael Bublé song.
I actually remember that. I remember being like, it's very beautiful. It's a beautiful song.
Okay, I think I remember that too.
Yeah.
Okay, Maria. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. Hey, it's Kai from Cincinnati. I'm the guy who has like the weird dream where I'm a Victorian girl and people die afterwards. Luckily, no one's died lately, so that's always great. But I'm calling in because I wanted to talk a little bit about paraphilia. I don't know if I'm saying that word right.
Face?
You know, like when people see like Jesus in like the toast and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God, I'm like losing my mind right now. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I sent you guys an email. Hopefully that went through.
Yes.
I'm like 85 when it comes to technology. Anyway, so I have this like, I have like 400 or 600 things of like old photographs. And so I bought this book recently.
Oh, that's fun.
And inside of it, I was looking and that photo I sent you, I swear is the face of Jesus. And now I'm like wanting to make money off of it. Like, how can I Judaic
eBay.
Religions to come out?
Yeah.
Specifically Christian religions to come out and look at my face of Jesus and give
and
me money
to
look at it because I think that's a big money maker and I want to make it. I want like the toast money. That's what I'm hoping out of this. But I also just want like reassurance that that there's Jesus in that photo with that kid and that woman or whatever. It's the one on like the very far right, but like I don't know, that's really weird. And I'm like, that's very like, well, like it looks like Jesus, thorny crown Jesus and stuff. So I'm like, that's very odd. And it's a photo from 100 years ago or past that. But you know, I thought it was weird finding Jesus in a photo album, but you know, not that weird. But goodbye, and la la la. Oh wait, am I missing something? Oh shit! Well, bye.
I think there's he calls back, but we've got the email.
Hi, this message is for the web callers. Anyway. This is Kai again, and I don't know if I said about the 100-year-old Jesus. I sent an email. Fucking A, I'm so tired. It's like 10:50 after the 4th of July, so I'm really tired. Anyway, I just to tell you what the email was called. It's called Kai's 100-year-old Jesus face. And now thinking about it, because I'm really tired, it makes it sound like I have a 100-year-old Jesus face, which I do not. Hopefully you can see that photo in the corner. That's a little old, though. Anyway, I hope y'all are fine. I hope y'all are great. Please look at that photo. Thanks, and bye-bye. La, la, la.
Yes, yeah, so we got an email.
Can you text me the photo? It won't let me, my Google's not working right now for some reason.
It says, hello, it's Kai. I may be doing this whole email thing wrong, but if you could please play the voice message while you view the image, that'd be great. Here's the image. Oh, I see it. That's pretty crazy. I wonder, we could post it on our Instagram.
Oh, I see it.
Do you see it to the right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Oh yeah, I see it.
So this is like a 100-year-old photo.
Yeah, that's Jesus in there
for sure. That's Jesus.
Yeah, that's Jesus.
There he is.
Jesus that's got creepy. some thick lips.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's got a little.
Some
looks like he has a mustache. Did yeah, Jesus a mustache. Have a mustache?
Yeah.
Just need a beard, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be weird to have a beard without a mustache.
Yeah. Can you even do that?
I don't know. Yeah, man, that's Jesus.
Yeah, that's Jesus.
Okay, we've got one message left.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I am on a hot girl walk, so bear with me right now. The only thing hot about it is that I am in South Florida, and it's like 100 degrees, and the air is thick with humidity. I was just listening to your latest podcast about Mr. Thomas, and I was just thinking, what if the producers of The Simpsons are like a secret underground organization, and they make all these and produce all these episodes, and then later in future, they actually control a society, and then they make all these things happen, so that way we're looking at it like, oh my god, The Simpsons predicted the future, but really they're the ones doing it all along and controlling everything. Just food for thought. I love you guys. Bye.
I like where your brain is at.
Listen, we know someone who writes for The Simpsons. We should ask her, our friend Brody.
Yeah.
We should maybe she's part of the Illuminati.
Ooh. That's a good question.
You never know. It's possible.
That's all, folks.
Is that it? Murder, that's She it. Wrote. All right. Well, who stole the breast from Baphomet? And are the Simpsons the Illuminati? Questions
Two
that you
questions.
Will only,
yeah.
only hear pose at the Web Crawlers Mailbags
Think
episodes.
About those over the weekend.
Yeah, and just call
thoughts.
Back. Let us know what you think. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.